This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As escalation fears grow on the border between Israel and Lebanon, many in the Lebanese capital of Beirut say the country's economy cannot afford a new war. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
The hostilities between Hezbollah and the Israeli military have taken a particularly hard toll on bus drivers, says Ali Ayub.
The whole country is stopped. The situation in the whole country is bad. Nothing is working in the country.
Lebanon had already been hollowed out by a five-year economic crisis, resulting in lost jobs and less need for daily commutes. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading rocket fire for nearly 10 months in parallel with the war in Gaza, with exchanges mostly limited to the border area. But the effects have been felt nationwide.
A huge Russian missile and drone salvo launched at Ukraine on Monday targeted energy facilities nationwide and left several people dead. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
Thousands of residents took shelter underground as sirens blared through Kyiv overnight. I would like to see a response to Moscow so that they will feel what we feel, says this woman. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched more than 200 missiles and drones in the attack. And neighboring NATO member Poland reported a drone had probably entered its airspace during the bombardment. Kyiv said the attack targeted power or other critical infrastructure in at least 10 regions.
The Taliban is rejecting concerns and criticism raised by the United Nations over new vice and virtue laws that include a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public. This is VOA News. 13 U.S. service members were killed 3 years ago on Monday during a suicide bombing as U.S. troops were withdrawing from Afghanistan. The attack at the Kabul airport also left 18 U.S. service members critically injured and killed 170 Afghan civilians.
Marking the third anniversary of the bombing, families of the fallen are pressing the Biden administration for accountability for those responsible for the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The war in Afghanistan was the longest war in U.S. history, spanning almost two decades. President Joe Biden and his administration defended his decision to bring all troops home in 2021, saying they had long achieved the mission of diminishing Al-Qaeda and preventing Afghanistan from ever being a terrorist haven. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
The death toll from devastating floods caused by relentless monsoon rain and overflowing rivers in Bangladesh has now risen to 23, with around 1.24 million families stranded across 11 districts. As floodwaters recede slowly, many of the 5.7 million affected people remain isolated and in urgent need of food, clean water, medicine, and dry clothes. Above all, in remote areas where blocked roads have hindered rescue and relief efforts, the Bangladesh Meteorological Department said that the flood conditions could persist as monsoon rains continue as water levels were receding very quickly. Canada announced on Monday it is launching a 100% tariff on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles, matching U.S. tariffs imposed over what Western governments say are China's subsidies that give its industry an unfair advantage. The announcement came after encouragement by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and cabinet ministers on Sunday. Sullivan is making his first visit to Beijing on Tuesday. The Philippine Coast Guard says that China deployed an excessive force of 40 ships that blocked two Philippine vessels from delivering food and other supplies to Manila's largest Coast Guard ship in the disputed shoal. And the countries blamed each other for the confrontation Monday at Sabina Shoal. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.